You're listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. I'm Ashley Westerman. The state legislature's Joint Insurance Committee met Wednesday to discuss the Affordable Care Act and its two crucial yet voluntary measures, setting up state health insurance exchanges and expanding Medicaid. At that meeting, a representative from the Public Affairs Research Council said Louisiana doesn't have enough information to make a truly informed decision on implementing the health care reform law. PAR's principal health advisor, Don Gregory, recently authored a study about the research done so far on the implications of expanding Medicaid in Louisiana. He tells me that other states have worked to figure out not just the costs, but also the benefits of insuring the uninsured.
Other states have done more. Arkansas has done estimates of what the impact would be on state revenue from the expansion in that state. They estimate that they would gain $250 million over about a 10-year period. The state of Georgia has looked at what they would gain in the way of revenue from premium tax, which is in existence there, and we have a similar tax here in Louisiana. They estimate in Georgia about $70 million a year when it's fully implemented. Those analyses have not been done here.
What are some of the specific things that Louisiana needs to consider when looking at cost savings?
Well, PAR lays out in the report many of those things. A broad analysis. We need to look at what the impact would be on the private insurance market in this state. We need to look at what the long-range commitment for state revenue would be. We need to look at what benefit we would gain in the near term. It's hard to think of the near term as being 10 years, but in the near term of 10 years, what the cost differential would be in the choice to expand or not to expand. There will be cost because the Supreme Court did not make the rest of the law optional. There will be cost associated with the implementation of ACA.
Medicaid expansion is set to go into effect at the beginning of 2014. What happens if Louisiana decides to expand Medicaid after that deadline?
Well, there is a financing provision in the law that provides for 100% federal funding for the first 3 years. That's 2014 through 2016. So that if we join later, we'll miss part of that window of opportunity to have 100% federal financing. But we can still join at any time. If we decided to join in 2017, then we would pay 5%. The federal government would pay 95% of the cost for that year.
When Governor Christie decided to expand Medicaid for New Jersey, he said that it was a state-specific issue. What about Louisiana? Would make Medicaid expansion either good for it or maybe not so great for it?
Well, we have a large number of adults in our state that are uninsured. When you lack health insurance, you lack the ability to have preventive care. Most of your care tends to occur when you're in acute crisis, and it occurs in an emergency room or it occurs somewhere within the LSU hospital system. And so it's just an expensive delivery model. I think you'd get better health outcomes for the people that are uninsured if they had access to primary care. These people are, for the most part, working. They're working in low-wage jobs. So their performance in their jobs would be better, and it would improve if they didn't have acute health issues that they had to deal with. So I think you get a healthier workforce, and that's what we all want.
Don Gregory with the Public Affairs Research Council, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
That was Don Gregory. He is the author of a recent study by the Public Affairs Research Council that says Louisiana doesn't have enough information yet to make a truly informed decision on expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act.